You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Song here.
The intro, I don't know what it is by the intro. You got to keep playing. I like the flute, though. You don't hear too much flute.
You don't hear, much flute, flute that these much days. Anymore. Should they bring that back?
Yeah. Need to bring back a whole lot of stuff. But definitely the flute.
That could be a Combo Con or a Hughes Clues. Something we should bring back one day. I mean, that could be fun. There's a lot of things we need to bring back. From the old days, especially with music. All right, welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillo, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Our Twitter question today is sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Learn about and schedule your evaluation, PIDentalCenter.com. Your smile is the first thing
Still
others
didn't
see
know what that song was.
When they meet you.
What is that? Is that Creedence Clearwater Revival?
No.
No. Kind of sounds like Fogerty, though.
Sounds like Freedom Rock. Remember that? Y'all too old. Y'all too young for that. Remember, is that Freedom Rock?
You're aging
Turn
yourself,
it up, man.
You're
used to be a again. Commercial. Used to call it Freedom Rock. No, I do like this song. This is some folky type stuff. They smoking weed, singing this song. There's some weed smoking going on right there.
You know this yet?
No, I don't. I don't know this group. Stumped. Yeah, I'm stumped. No, I don't know.
I like how once in a while we just become a music station. We let's play it out.
Yeah, like, yeah, like cause Kyle, like, you ain't got it yet. No, I don't have that one. I do not know that one.
Give a guess. give a guess. What does it sound like?
Leonard Skinner?
No, Marshall Tucker Band, it's called.
See, I would have never pulled that one out. Yeah, never got that.
Maybe
one.
You'll do better guessing the Twitter poll today and where people came down on this. Hugh, what do you think? We put a Twitter poll before the show up today, and I think you'll probably be able to guess it. What's holding the Eagles' offense back more, the run game?
Kevin Petullo.
Or the no, that wasn't an option. We took KP off the board today. Run game or pass game, Hugh? Where do you think the votes came down on this?
That's a good one. Pass game.
87% on the run game.
Wow.
13% on the pass game.
You know, that's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
I see right through it.
Well, it's protection for the quarterback. I mean,
that's how you see it.
That's why I think the vote. See, I voted run game. I mean, that's my perspective today. But I do think I see your points. I see how they all it works in concert together. To me, the voting on this should be way closer to 75-25. I think 90-10 feels like, or 87-13 feels a little,
well,
you know, it's protect the quarterback-ish.
A lot of things people, like, this is where, you know, I tend to respect what people think, because there's a lot of nuance that goes into to playing football. I know it feels simple at times, but it's a lot of nuance. Just like the lawyer that called yesterday, and he talked about, you know, how easy it would be to change the offense just by, you know, going in.
Well, he wanted Daboll to come in here in a week
change the whole thing. It's that I can tell you it's not that easy.
Of course,
it's not, because you're talking about concepts and things that have been ran for weeks. But here we are, and you know, we have to figure out, and they have to figure out. Well, not me, but they have to figure out.
No, you specifically.
How they can get that offense going.
Come on, Hill.
Yeah, they got to figure it out, man.
Don't you have all the answers to help them?
No.
Okay.
No, I do not.
Well, maybe you have an answer to this question, which I was wondering after listening to this. So take a listen. We, you know, we like to eavesdrop on the enemy around here before a game. And I was listening to a little bit of Chicago radio, The Score, out in Chicago. And I heard this caller, Hugh, and he seemed very confident that his team has something our team does not. Listen to this phone call they took on 670 The Score in Chicago.
I've never been able to say what I'm about to say in this moment.
Bring it.
Full disclosure, I picked the Bears to lose this Sunday because of the same reason. But I'm going to pick them to win Friday. I got the better quarterback. I legit have the better quarterback. This is the first time since 94-95. Kramer years with Conway and Jeff Graham, I can say I have the better quarterback.
So you are saying, to be clear, Aaron, you are saying,
stand on it. The Bears are going to win Friday because I have the better quarterback. Jalen Hurts is a great athlete. I have a quarterback that drives me crazy. He holds the ball too long. He doesn't pay attention to the clock. He has his awareness of where first down marker is. I am a true Bears fan. I'm not big on the coach, but in this game, I have the better quarterback. Dare I say it, I have the better coach.
All right, so my favorite part of that is he's kind of ripping his own quarterback coach, but he's like, but they're better than these guys.
Sports radio caller.
Yeah, there he is, yep. Right. Hugh, entering the game, who's got the better coach quarterback?
Nick Sirianni. I can't even say it. Nick Sirianni, Jalen Hurts. And that's because body of work.
Experience versus inexperience.
I understand that Caleb Williams has taken leaps in the NFL. There's still a lot that he hasn't seen. Mm-hmm. And even Jason sat in here and talked about how the young quarterback, they're throwing a lot at him, and he hasn't seen it yet, but he's going to get better. He's not there yet. He's not there yet. But I thought it was telling when you talk about the evolution of a quarterback. And this is where I implore people to listen to what's being said. When you talk about the evolution of the quarterback, it's like he's talking about how they're giving him all these different concepts so that he can learn them now so that he could be better later. You have to evolve as a quarterback. You have to evolve as a defensive lineman or offensive lineman. You have to change your game because the NFL is constantly changing.
So I am with you that I think Hurts is better right now. But after listening to Jason and seeing how Caleb has grown from this year to last year, How much longer do we think Hurts will be better than Caleb Williams? Well, I'm not sure it's that much longer.
I mean, that's interesting.
Right now, I'm with you. If you ask me on Friday when the game starts, you can have one of these two quarterbacks to go win this particular game. I'm taking Jalen. I think Jalen's better right now at most things. But Williams is getting better. I mean, he was the number one overall pick last year. People thought he was like a generational prospect.
Now, yeah, they were high on him when he came out, yeah.
He has made a lot of improvements. We'll see how he plays Friday against Vic and all that. But I'm with you. I would rather take Jalen. What about the coach?
Sirianni. Listen, man, I know for a lot of us.
Boy, that Ben Johnson offense answers to move the ball.
Yeah, but I like Coach Sirianni. Initially, I thought he was a bubblehead. You know, when you talk about, you talk about when he first got here and how he didn't wear a suit or anything, and he said some bonehead stuff. But Coach Sirianni, when you look at the body of work, you take out everything that he said and everything that he's done. He's a little brash. He's a little childish at times. But his body of work as a coach has been phenomenal. Especially, I mean, his body of work has been phenomenal. His body of work, when you talk about everything that he's had going for him and the fact that he's had different offensive coordinators every year,
yeah.
The fact that the Eagles are as relevant as they are with all of this going on, that's pretty impressive.
Well, it's been a great body of work.
It's been tumultuous,
yeah. Sure,
to say the least, when it comes to the reckless speculation that we've had about this team, the fact that the offenses have changed as much as they have, and the success.
Ben Johnson's done way better in his first year than I expected. He We all knew he could call plays, like he was an offensive guy, like and a smart one, and a creative one. I didn't know if he'd be a good head coach. We'll see how time plays it out. I'm shocked they're 8-3. I mean, that's a good job by him. The game really is bigger than I thought it would be when the schedule came out. This is a huge spot Friday with the Bears coming in.
I thought this was going to be one of the tomato cans.
Me too.
I was looking at Bears, Raiders. I'm like, oh, we get some breaks.
No, it's not a break. Kyle, where do you come down on the coach quarterback Friday? Man,
it's tough. I might have to go with body of work too, where he's going. But I will say, man, there could be moments on Friday where we're envious of what that offense looks like.
I'm sure we will be.
And you know what, Kyle? I'm going to say this.
I'm sure there will be a moment or two like, that's wow, he was wide open.
That's okay. Because let me tell you what we do, and it's weird, right? Okay. Because we will sit up here as fans, and we will fantasize about what Myles Garrett looks like in this defense, right?
I told you I was hot for
Myles
Garrett.
You know what I mean?
And, you were hot for
Myles Garrett. I was fantasizing.
It's okay to do that. But it's like when you talk about other positions or certain positions, you can't do the same thing. So it's okay to wonder. It's not going to happen. It's a hypothetical. So it's okay to wonder.
Are you speaking to the people that were responding to your Dak and
nothing.
Hurts?
Well, okay. I ain't speaking to nothing.
Again, this is safe space.
I'm not speaking to nothing.
You were quick to respond to that.
Guys, I was trying to get Juan Soto here for years. I'm just saying, away from him.
It's like we sit at the bar. We always talk about how when we sit in these chairs, it's like sitting at a bar. Mm-hmm. How many stupid-ass conversations have you had at a bar on a Wednesday night like tonight about hypotheticals?
I've only had stupid-ass conversations
like all the
bars.
Time. Yeah. Like, hey, what if Halle Berry walked in? I'm going to shoot my shot or something like that or whatever. I'm going to holler at you. You know, I'm just saying, like, stuff that we know is not going to happen.
Yeah.
It's just weird. It's weird energy when you get mad when you throw a hypothetical and people get so in.
What do you think would happen if Halle Berry walked in?
I'm going to shoot my shot.
But how would that go?
It probably wouldn't go well for me, but I'm going to go ahead and shoot my shot.
Because now I'm thinking about what Orlovsky said, the cut we played at the beginning of the show. Like, we do have to remember, and I know Hurts is more accomplished, Sirianni is more accomplished, but Caleb Williams was a number one overall pick for a reason. Like,
of course
they're
was.
Not, if he realizes his full potential, that offense is pretty much, like, unlimited.
Yeah, they could be a tremendous team a year from
like,
now.
They're not as limited by the skill set of the quarterback.
No, I mean, his skill set got him to... I mean, people talked about Caleb Williams like he was the next great NFL quarterback.
Yeah. It was the Mahomes 2.0 thing. Like,
yes.
Yeah. So.
And we'll see if he gets there. I mean, he's not there yet, and his completion percentage is low compared to everyone else, but he's gotten better. We'll see. Friday's a challenge. Friday's a challenge. And Vic Fangio against Ben Johnson and Caleb Williams is going to be a fun one. 215-592-9494. Let's go back to the phone lines here. Tyler in Delaware is up. Tyler!
Yo, Joe, you, Kyle.
What's up,
happy
man?
Happy hump day, gentlemen.
Tyler, happy hump day. Happy Thanksgiving Eve. What's up, buddy?
Oh, man. Hey, great conversation as always, gents. Been excellent sports talk. I want to touch on something that Jason Avant said about Saquon.
Okay.
Where he said that Saquon is not hungry enough at this moment. Hugh, as a former player who at your peak, at your prime, was dominant, after you got paid, or after you came off a season where you yourself, on your side of the football, was dominant at your position, what motivated you the following year?
Trying to be better. Like my coach, like I take the example when I got here. You know, I had, what was it? I forgot how many sacks I had my first year here. But the next year, I think that's when Tommy Brazier, I was healthy. And Tommy Brazier and Andy Reid, they kind of set me down and said, hey, man, it's time to take it to the next level. So I had people in my ear pushing me. So that's what it was. I wanted to be a little bit more than just a guy that got traded and, you know, I wanted to be special.
But before you go on, Tyler, let me just jump in. I want to ask you a question off yours. Now that you think back, Hugh, and I know your knee was not right and you were older. Did you have the same motivation when you went to Jacksonville and you got paid a second time in your career?
I did, but the fact that I was a little banged up and it was a lot that went on when I went to Jacksonville. It was not the same feel, and I didn't realize that until I was in it. You know, being here in Philadelphia, I didn't realize how much I missed being in Philly until I went to play somewhere else.
So the environment wasn't the same.
Yeah, you know, because I just saw the cash, you know, like anybody else. But when you're in a culture that's totally different than the one that you've come from, That's an adjustment. And, you know, I'm looking at, oh, the weather's nicer, da-da-da-da. But the culture was different. It was a different culture. Jack Del Rio was not a good head coach. You know, it wasn't like dealing with an Andy Reid or for that this matter, Nick Sirianni. And I'm only going off of that is because of what I hear other players say about right. him. Like, culture matters when it comes to playing for an organization and being on a team. You see some teams that when they're rebuilding, they always start with the culture of the team. And some teams still haven't figured out. You look at the Raiders. Haven't figured it out yet.
Nope.
They have not figured it out yet. That's one of the, Tyler, that is one of the absolute toughest things to cultivate when you're trying to build a championship team in basketball, in hockey, or whatever else. It's the culture.
It's the first thing, really. I mean, the Lions are the opposite of the Raiders, right? The Lions were terrible, and they fixed the culture, and now they're obviously a good team. Go ahead, Tyler.
Yeah, I I've said this umpteen times on this show that I don't think Saquon is washed. I don't think Saquon is a bottom half of the league RB1. My point is this. Saquon got his money, and then all of a sudden he's not producing at the elite level that he was last year. It's partially the O-line, but it's partially him. When I look at a guy like him, and he said it himself after this past Sunday. Saquon said he hasn't been having the caliber of year. So where are the angry runs? Where do you channel that, okay, I got paid, but you were about to break the all-time rushing record last year. You're not going to do it this year, but can you at least find it within yourself to say, hey, I got cats like Bijan and cats like Jonathan Taylor who are putting up numbers and who are helping their team win. We need Saquon in order to win the Super Bowl. I truly believe that. This team is a Super Bowl caliber team when he is the engine ghost. And you look at a guy, you guys said, Jahmyr Gibbs with Detroit. David Montgomery compliments him. Ted Bigsby compliments Saquon. Fire and ice, lightning and thunder. The point is that Saquon's got to find that in himself. Like, man, we paid you. We gave you the pay bump. Hugh, you vouched for him getting the pay bump that he did because Saquon was all in to coming to Philadelphia. He was all in to say, you know what? The Giants did me dirty, but I'm going to show the rest of the league that I am the RB1, not just on this team, but in the entire NFL. And that's the sort of hunger that you've got to cultivate within yourself. You've got to get that Jason Kelce type. You're gnawing, you're starving, you're chomping at the bit to show people, starting Friday, and I'm not going to do the pump-up speech until Friday, but starting Friday, you got to be like, whoever is on that other side of the field, we swapped you for DeAndre Swift, okay? DeAndre Swift was here running behind the Eagles' offensive line. We upgraded getting you, Saquon. Show that to us and show that you got that dog that we know that you have deep down inside.
Now we're talking, Tyler. Darn right. All right, Tyler, what do you got for us for two foods that go well together?
All right, gentlemen, for my two foods that go together, this is one of my all-time favorites, a cheeseburger and some French fries.
Cheeseburger and French fries.
It's classic. I mean, that is as classic as it gets. Tyler, it's a good call. All right, let's grab Ken in cinnamon, and we got to hit you with Guess the Takes for week 13 in the NFL. Ken, what's up?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How are you today? Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy
you
Thanksgiving.
Too, Ken. What's up?
So, Hugh, you might be interested to know I once upon a time shot my shot at Molly Ringwald.
Hey, I ain't mad at you.
How'd that work out?
30 plus years ago, about how you would imagine.
Okay.
Did I hear wrong? Did the previous caller just say that Bijan Robinson helps the Falcons win?
Well, I think
when they win,
right? He left that part out, but they don't win many.
On the rare occasion when they win,
yeah,
right?
They don't win. They don't win games.
So one of the things I hate the most about fantasy football, and it's a long list, is that terms like RB1 are now like, you know, normal for talking about actual real football as opposed to fantasy football. Hugh, you said something earlier. And it was spot on with the running game. So the offensive line has been playing poorly, and look, I think the offensive line is going to get better. I think they're going to get better next year. I think these five guys, when they're healthy and they play together, can get back to being as dominant as they've been. But I don't expect Jordan Mailata to get back to playing like Jordan Mailata this year. For whatever reason, he's just playing poorly. So the fact that they're 8-3 with this offensive line playing at this level really is a testament to the coaching staff. So I know we love Ben Johnson because he's won 8 games in this league, but I'll take Nick Sirianni. Thank you very much. But it's not just the offensive line. When you go back and watch games, and I do that a lot because I'm retired, so I really don't have much else to do. There's running lanes there, but Saquon is so unused to seeing running lanes behind this offensive line right now that he either doesn't trust it when he sees it, or he just doesn't see it. And so he's kind of, I don't want to say hesitant, but, you know, last year they were so dominant up front. They would run those duo blocks up front where he could pick the A gap or the B gap, whichever one he wanted to hit and take it to the house. And they don't have that this year. They're not resetting the line of scrimmage this year. And everything plays off itself. I do think that we're going to see more ride and decide out of Jalen as the season gets later and as, you know, they start to ramp up for the playoffs. But, you know, I what bothers me is the kind of revisionist history that's been going on for several weeks now. Like, last year's offense was lightning in a bottle the whole year. And we had all of these same conversations last year. So I think, look, I don't know if you guys have watched the Bears play this year. I, for whatever reason, have seen a lot of Bears football this year. Their offense is not—it's not what you think it is. It's not a video game offense by any means. And you know they're taking linebackers off the street right now to play linebacker because they're so banged up.
Yeah, I mean they gave up 28 to what's his name, Rudolph for the Steelers on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Mason Rudolph. Yeah.
This is going to be a get right game in the run game. It's going to look like the Giants in terms of the run game, and this is going to be a Dallas Goedert big game on Friday.
Well, I like that. I do like it. Yeah. And he would have had more production if not for some of those penalties. He was the guy that the ball was going to when those plays were called back. So, Ken, I hope you're right on that. All right, Ken, what do you got for us? Two foods that pair well together.
Well, I do have a pairing for you. Hugh, I happen to have it on good authority that you've got a really nice bottle of Riesling in your home.
Yes, it's still there.
That will pair spectacularly with your turkey tomorrow.
Oh, so, okay.
You got to pop that puppy open, and you got to serve that with your turkey, and it's gonna just top off your perfectly brined and prepared.
I got to try that. Yeah,
I like
funny.
That, Ken. Great phone call, Ken. Happy Thanksgiving, turkey and the Riesling. All right, before we go any further, it's Week 13 starting tomorrow in the NFL. Can we guess the takes here? Let's guess the takes.
It's time to guess the takes.
Yeah. All right, the football takes you're going to be hearing about on Monday after another week of pro football. You know, I think this is the week you're going to hear it for the first time. I'll go first. I think by Monday, after his team comes close, maybe even upsets a team better than his, and he has a big part of it, I think someone's going to come out on Monday and say, we may be watching the greatest defensive football player of all time.
Ooh.
In Myles Garrett.
Ooh.
And I'm not saying I think he's there yet, but I think someone's going to say Monday he might be on that level of Reggie. He has 18 sacks. It's not even Thanksgiving.
Don't they play the Titans soon?
They do.
He might get 22 and a half sacks on Cam Newton.
He plays Purdy. Purdy can't move right now. He's going to get Purdy 3 times on Sunday.
I could see 25 is not. I'd see that happening. 25 sacks.
Most sacks ever in the first 11 games of a season. Reggie White in 87 had 19. Myles Garrett, 18 right now. He's right there. The best of Reggie. This guy's unreal. I think we hear that after the weekend. Hugh, what is everyone talking about Monday?
I think the AFC North is over. The Baltimore tomorrow plays the Cincinnati Bengals for the first time. I think Joe Burrow's coming back.
He is.
And they play him again in a couple weeks. And then they got two hits with the Steelers. But I think tomorrow night is going to be the night.
All right. Well, hold on.
Ravens have clinched the AFC North.
Our division wasn't over when we had how many game lead?
It's reckless speculation.
Okay. No.
Story changes.
More willing to end the North than the NFC.
And that's going to be a two-game lead.
You know.
With two games left.
You know, guess it takes his heart.
It's not.
And I had to workshop that.
Very easy.
Kyle, what are we hearing on Monday?
Yeah. The Colts are going to regret the Sauce Gardner trade.
Ooh.
Not because of Sauce Gardner. But they're going to be in the market for a quarterback again, and they're not going to have those two first-round picks.
Texans are going to take Daniel Jones' lunch on Sunday?
Starting to see a little bit of a downward trend.
Well, I mean, it is a downward trend. Ever since someone around here said he was the NFL MVP, the guy's gone in the tank. They can't score points anymore.
I guess it takes his hard, Joe.
It is. All right, 215. It's not 215-592-9494. Your calls here, and of course, we got to get you in the mix for the prize. Best answer we get today wins our qualifying prize for CombOcon. Plus, it is Bears Week, so you know what moment we have to relive on this show. One of the great Eagles-Bears moments of all time. Plus, a notable absence yet again from Eagles practice. It's not great. We'll tell you about that next. Midday show, Sports Radio 94 WIP. This Thanksgiving, FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino is introducing a brand new way to build a parlay together. It's called Pass the Leg. Here's how it works. Start a group build, add your pick, then pass it to your friends so they can add theirs. When everyone's done, you each lock in the group parlay with your own funds, because football is better when it's played and bet together. And to make it even better, everyone gets a 50% profit boost to use on their build. Jahmyr Gibbs anytime touchdown over in the Cowboys and Chiefs game in game number 2, and let's go with Ravens in game 3. Grab your crew, start your build, and get into the action this Thanksgiving with Pass the Leg. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to get started. FanDuel, play your game. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official sportsbook of 94 WIP.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
There's no shortcut home.
There is never an easy way out, Hugh Douglas. And the Eagles got a big one. Friday, Black Friday, by the way. Just let everyone know what's going on here at WIP. Tonight, Turkey Bowl. Turkey Bowl 7 tonight. Pregame starts at 5:45. DeCameron Ritchie on the call. And Devin and Taron Hatcher will be on the sideline tonight. Hugh Douglas with the coin toss tonight.
Oh.
Don't mess that up. Don't mess up the coin toss tonight.
Okay. I doing a coin toss.
I think that's what I read. back to my email.
I'm okay with it.
He's got to flip the coin, Hugh. It's not that big of a deal. All right, so you guys stay tuned for that. Afternoon show, of course, after us. Tonight, Turkey Bowl. And then Friday, you know, it is Black Friday. It's, you know, a holiday. I know a lot of people are off. But if you're driving around Friday and you are doing your shopping the way Hugh has been talking about, we will be on. We will be on from 10 to 12. Actually, we'll be on from 10 to 3, if we're being real. But we're doing, you know, our show, midday show from 10 to 12, and then countdown to kickoff and the pregame show after that. So we'll be on getting you ready for the Eagles and the Bears. Maybe bringing up some great Eagles-Bears memories. Of course, you go way back in the day, 2001 season, the postseason. The divisional round, I think it was, if my memory serves, it was the Saturday afternoon game that weekend of the NFL postseason at Soldier Field. And our guy, Hugh Douglas, with the infamous play on Jim Miller. Let's watch and listen to how that sounded back in the day.
Going for Des White in a woefully underthrown pass is intercepted by...
Well...
passes last week in the wild card game against Tampa Bay, picks this one off, and Jim Miller is holding on to his right arm and shoulder as he comes off the field.
Well, you're going to see what happens when there's an interception. The defensive players always look up the quarterback first. You see right there, look like Hugh Douglas driving Jim Miller into the ground, and that appears to be his throwing shoulder.
Jim Miller coming back from Achilles tendon surgery and a hamstring pull.
Well, and here's the interception. Just a bad decision by Jim Miller. He had no chance whatsoever to get the ball in there to Des White. Damon Moore, as you mentioned, two interceptions last week, comes up with another big interception here.
And let's not forget the great play made by Damon Moore as Hugh Douglas wrestles Miller down.
You buried him.
Yeah.
He's just coming back from injury, too. What's your problem?
What you mean, what's my problem? Have you ever heard? You ever seen State Property?
No.
You ever seen? It's a movie. It's, I think it was made here in Philly.
Okay.
Beanie Sigel said, get out or lay down. Get out. What was it? Get out or lay down? He didn't get out. I told him not to move.
He moved and you buried him. So
I did that with bad intentions.
And then you know what? His shoulder looked so messed up when he got up. He was holding it like, oh, damn, it's broke.
Yeah. I listen.
I got to imagine that hurts.
Yeah, I told you, I made good on my threats. That sounded bad.
Poor Jim Miller.
Yeah, I mean, but I told him. Like, listen, man, I told him not to move. He moved.
Well, you guys dominated from there on out in that football game. That was that Dick Stockton and Troy Aikman on the call? Mm-hmm. That was back 2001 season. And our guy Johnny from All About the Birds, of course, helped us find that video of Hugh Douglas there with the big moment against the Bears. That is a great Eagles-Bears moment. There's been, you know... For two teams that are not in the same division, there's been a lot of very infamous moments. The Hugh moment's infamous. The double doink is infamous. And then the Fog Bowl. Like they, and then the whole buddy, obviously, with the rivalry
so
against...
So you're saying this one's going to be probably...
Well, I don't know. I just feel like when the Eagles and Bears get together...
It does feel that way.
Something... It's like... It's not a rivalry, but weird moments happen.
Yeah. It might be that. I don't need this one to be weird this week. I needed a dominance. You know, yeah,
I would like that too, but he'll.
We got Malcolm Jenkins going into the Eagles Hall of Fame.
Absolutely. Excited to talk to him on the pregame show.
Yeah, they texted me, talking about make sure you bring your coat.
Are you wearing your jacket?
I'm going to look for it when I get
it. What does that mean, look for it?
It's somewhere.
You've been saying that for a while.
No, I got it. Somewhere.
Okay.
I got it.
I buy that. All right, 215-592-9494. We'll get back to the phone lines, you people coming up, and our same game parlay. We do have an update, though, on who's not at practice. Is Devontae Smith not out there today?
So it looks like PG's back. Brandon's back. But no Devontae today.
And Devontae was on the injury report yesterday. With, what would they call that, a shoulder?
Shoulder chest, I think. Let me see.
That's, I would chest. Say that's concerning.
Yeah.
Shoulder and a chest?
Mm-hmm.
We're just not an offense right now that could be dropping, you know, pieces, especially our one, probably our most explosive piece this season. they need him in this game.
Yeah, that's not great.
Okay. I mean, I think we're at the point of the season where if he can't practice all week, he's still fine to roll him out there. He knows the offense. He knows what he's supposed to do. Let's hope he's ready on a short week. We'll keep our eye on that one the next couple of days. All right, let's go back to the phone lines here. Melanie is up on WIP. Hey, Melanie.
Hey, guys. How you doing? Hey,
Melanie, what's up?
First, I got to say Luann is gold.
Oh, she is an all-time great caller already. I need more Luann calls. She just ripped everyone, and she didn't even know who Hugh was. It was funny.
Well, yeah, and awesome. She doesn't know your name. And, like, what's your name to me, Kyle, is like a production clip. Probably can't do Angelo. Is Angelo dead?
Yeah.
I mean, the Angelo one got me to crack up. He's still alive. He's still with us. And then I was listening to Ike Spike, and what's his name yesterday? It just was a gold phone call,
yeah.
Melanie.
Yeah, she was.
It made my day, I got to tell you.
Me too.
So listen, I get a little nervous when I call, so can I, like, cook for 20 seconds?
Go ahead. The floor is yours.
Okay. So here's my take. I think it's short-sighted to name that there's just one thing that's not right with this team, because it's a team sport. It's a lot of people. First of all, the O-line. I saw the first injury during open practice. I was actually there when Landon Dickerson got hurt. Landon Dickerson. Lane's ankle was predictable. I thought it was predictable, unfortunately. And I told you guys that he was out the second time. I guess it was 2 weeks ago. And you said, no, he's good. He came back in. And I'm like, no, I don't think he's good.
Well, Melanie, before you go on, you were right. So he did come back in, but he was banged up. And then whatever it was, the Liz Frank, I mean, it obviously went on him the next week. So you're right. It was like a make-believe he was okay. You called that one. Good job.
Well, yeah, unfortunately, I called that. Yeah. But, you know, if anybody's ever had an ankle injury, you know, ankle injuries, that's a tough one. Cam is still having back problems. I think that that a lot of that started last year in the NFC playoff game. Back injuries are tough too. Sometimes we forget about that. With Saquon, I think part of it is that he's not getting the center lane, but you know, the O-line being backed up, banged up, you know, let's face it, where's he going to go? And I don't know if I hear people talk about this, but I've been saying, you know, every team studied Saquon Barkley offseason. Every team watched Saquon film. And, yeah, he may be underperforming, but he definitely got us to the Super Bowl, in my opinion. And if they're all watching the film, we got to figure out what to do differently. Like, that's, to me, like a no-brainer in a lot of ways. This is going to sound weird. If you look at AJ, if you've ever seen him with his shirt off or working out, he's got a really low BMI.
Body mass index, mm-hmm. Joe.
I knew what it was. Yeah. Thank you.
So, I mean, he's talked about, people have talked about it. Like, it's really unbelievably low compared to other people. And my opinion, when he plays and Jalen targets him, I don't think he reaches. I don't think he stretches, maybe compared to Smitty. But I think that low BMI and his maybe not stretching enough, I think that's part of it. He wants that right in the basket. It's just not going to happen like that.
Well, it's not. And you know, well, if there's this year at least, the jump balls, the kind of the ones that are more challenging to get to, Devontae's been better at those. I mean, that catch he had last week was unbelievable. I can see your point on
I can see what you're talking about with the body
AJ.
Mass.
AJ
yeah.
kind of looks like a boxer to me more than a wide receiver. Like he's built differently than most receivers. Yeah.
When you see Dotson goes for it. You know, when you see Dallas Goedert, they all stretch for it. I just don't see AJ stretching for it. If I can make just like two more points, if you don't mind. His conduct, AJ's conduct, I think has a really negative impact. Now I'm a retired therapist, so I may look at it differently. His impact literally impacts the whole team, not just the players, but also the coaches and supporting staff. He's like a guy that he lights a fire. I mean, he lights a match. And then he just watches it burn. And
I agree with that. Yeah, his body language attitude? I don't love it this season. Melly, we're up. We've got to move quick here. What do you have for us for your two foods that pair together so we can get you the mix for the price?
Okay, so this is probably said peanut butter and jelly.
It hasn't been said, and it is an all-timer, Melanie. It's classic.
That's classic.
Melanie, good phone call. See, she said she was nervous. She cooked fine. Let's quickly.
She talked a lot. Though.
Well, she had a lot to say. I mean, she was waiting, and she has a lot of points here, Hugh. She's got to talk. All right, let's grab Big V in Mount Laurel. Big V.
Hey, guys, how we doing?
Hey, Big V, what's up?
Oh, man. Well, I've been on this phone for a while, so it gave me some time to formulate. So allow
Well, maybe it'll be a better call than normal. It's great. This is the formula.
Or we can just have them wait longer.
Go ahead.
Well, you know, Joe Giglio doesn't let me get long calls. He Terrence from Springfield me.
Just talk, Big V. Come on.
Okay. First of all, what they have to do to fix the season is this. One, Nick and Jalen are just going to have to, you know, work without AJ and basically, you know, shut him out because he causes too much interference and distraction on the team. Mm. Second, now all the defenses right now since the Super Bowl have been checking up all the boxes to shut down Saquon. Not only that, but they've been pretty much, you know, boxing out and roughing up AJ, and he's not performing. I mean, he did really good in the first half of the game, but then the second half, it looked like he was out of gas.
Yep.
So let's do this. Use AJ and Saquon as decoys. Do the two-back system, sell the dive where Saquon is going in. Everybody moves up to him, and then Jalen can either, you know, pass it off, you know, a little dink or give it to Tank and let him run.
Well, I do like the Tank idea. Big V, appreciate the phone call.
Wow.
We got to move now.
I
mean, when we get to the decoys. We're at ideas and we're getting to decoys. Let's make eight.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Airo. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Jay and Saquon decoys.
You let that man talk for about 2 seconds. All right, there we got to go. We up against it.
Well, we got.
That's usually what happens with Big V's calls. They just get, I mean, the points get worse and worse.
Hey, Big V, next time when you call this late, man, just hang up, dog. Because you ain't gonna get no burn.
Yeah. And also, no you don't start off great when you complain about waiting on hold.
No, I'd say if you study it, if you complain about waiting on hold, your call is a minute less than
instantly
normal.
Instantly annoyed.
We up against it. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Well, we are.
We got stuff to do. We got a parlay. We got a winner to give out. Plus, we got to check in with you people. See what they're up to today.
You people.
It's time to hear from you people.
What do you mean, you people?
I want this show off the air.
Well, I got bad news for you, buddy.
We'll be back Monday.
No, we're back Friday. Oh, they got us on the air for 5 hours Friday.
Didn't leading we just, into the game. Did we just remind you of this?
I'm like, damn, it's going
to
be cold.
I got to tell you, though, I'm going to pick the Eagles to win the game. But us going 5 hours before the game, if they lose, they're going to blame us. You know that, right?
Yeah.
It's a lot of butts. Those allegations, tough to get out of.
Yeah, give me some. It's going to be cold.
You better wear a coat, man.
A real coat.
30 degrees Friday morning. Yeah. Can't wait.
You got to find it first. Four morons, Hugh, Joe, Kyle, and the mustache.
Oh, it's his own person.
Yeah.
Okay. It's his own entity now.
This one caught me off guard here. You clowns, .. are right.
Wow.
Yeah, that, yeah.
Wow.
Do
we pack up shop now?
Who knows? Yeah,
I never thought that would happen. I guess that's the end of the show.
I mean, at least they're being honest.
Yeah, I mean, I appreciate
it. They're clowns, but they're like, hey, you're right. Mm. Still don't know about what. I watch tape every week, Joe. Do you?
What does that mean? What does it mean you're watching tape? I love when regular people say this.
Do they watch the All 22?
Or are you doing what most other people do, which is rewatch the clips and highlights?
And do you have a call sheet?
Well, hold on. Watching tape is one thing. Understanding what you're looking at. There's another one.
Yeah, I love these. This has happened in the last 5 or 6 years as the internet has evolved. And
yeah, everyone's
more stuff.
An expert.
If you're watching the clip Baldy posts, you're not watching tape. You're watching Baldy break it down. I'll watch him and take, it's his opinion.
And somehow they put that in the chat as though they're having a conversation with you. Like you're going to be.
You're watching film. All right, man.
You, Joe? Yeah. Okay. Gilio is ruining the morale of this team.
What'd he do?
I don't know what I did.
It's amazing.
I'm sorry, everyone. They're 8-3, by the way. How come when we 8-3 is convenient we want it to be? I'm ruining an 8-3 team. Yep. They were 8-2 before Sunday.
You think you're rent free in these players' heads while they're out there against Chicago?
They don't even care what any of us say.
Of course they don't.
Especially Hugh. They got to block what he says out. He's causing all the ruckus over there.
I ain't causing no ruckus. Mm-hmm. I'm just speaking the truth. I made a lot of people mad today.
Well, the whole week. I mean, you've had a week.
I mean, man, but hey.
You've been on fire.
I don't know what to say.
I like it.
I don't know what to say.
Tell Kyle to shut his dumb ass up.
Okay. Damn. Mm-hmm. We'll put that one in our pocket in case we need it one day. Kyle, remember that person? Listen to him.
Shut your dumb ass up. Yep.
Crazy.
Now, this reminds me of Big V's call, actually. The solution is more my lot of runs.
You mean like rugby type runs?
Yes,
first got here, and as they were developing him as a tackle, people used to call him all the time, put my lot in at fullback. Hand the ball to my lot. He played rugby. This was a common thing.
Yeah, he can run, though.
No, but who's blocking? Who's the left tackle?
This is just a snapshot of where we're at with this offense.
It's not
this
good.
Right now. We're calling for my lot of runs by week 12, whatever. Yeah, Hugh wishes he could squat 600 pounds.
I don't have to. I can still bench 315, though. And I haven't lifted weights like that in a long time.
People can bench 315.
Still press. No, that might be a little lofty because my shoulders will be a little sore. But I can get. Yeah, I can. I think I can still get it get you a couple reps.
Yeah. I worry about your response to this one. But Hugh wants no smoke with me.
I'm gonna let him live.
Well, that's big.
How kind of you on a holiday week.
All I got to say to that is I'm not hard to find. I'm not,
I thought you were going to let it live.
No, I'm just saying, I'm not hard to find. I'm at Chicken and Peace every Monday.
I'll let you live, but you know where to find me.
I'm at Chicken and Peace every Monday.
Good. I miss the old Hugh Douglas.
Not old Hugh Douglas, the old Hugh Douglas.
Which is the old Hugh Douglas, though? The player Hugh,
There's been a lot. I mean,
there's been a lot of different versions. Man.
Yep. Hugh really just had one good year, 1 year wonder.
Not true.
Definitely not true.
You probably had what, 3 or 4 really high level years out of these?
I would be willing to peak. I would be willing to bet that person that said that peaked in high school. Because for you to say that, like I don't even know you. And I guarantee you have a receding hairline and you peaked in high school.
Yeah, you said you'd like to cut it.
Slow down on the receding hairline.
So you had the 4 double digit sack seasons, 9.5 in another. I mean, it's more like 5 high level seasons.
1 year wonders. It's crazy. I mean, it's inaccurate, too.
Yeah, it's obviously.
Hughes doing the coin toss. Oh, he's going to blow it.
Probably.
I may have made that up. I'm sorry. But
you're going to leave an indent in the turf like you did with
you
the...
Or maybe did Blue Jeans tell us that? I think
you know,
said it out loud.
You know what's funny, though, Kyle? It's like every time... This ain't the first coin toss that I've been asked to be a part of. I never want to touch the coin. Because for that reason.
How do you flip it?
Well, I'll be like, hey, I'm just out here. Y'all call it. Because I don't want...
Who flips it then?
Well, the last time the ref did it, I went to the women's flag football. Shout out to the girls. And they were like, hey, you want to do it? I was like, no, y'all got that. Because there are some people out there that would be mad at the coin toss.
Do you remember, Kyle, I think, unless you've seen the clip, I don't think you remember this. I think it was like late 90s, Steelers, Lions on Thanksgiving. Jerome Bettis.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And he called. Yeah, I remember that.
Well, there was a controversy of like what the ref said versus what he said, yeah. What he called. He called something
and the refs called it different.
And he's like, no, I didn't say that.
What?
It was crazy. I was like, well, what do you do?
And I'm like, what's the precedent there? Like, is that reviewable? They have audio and tape and stuff. You know?
Go back to the film on Jerome Bettis.
All right, real quick. The people are calling for Luann for OC.
Offensive coordinator.
I would totally trust Luann over Petula.
She
right
had
now.
A great call today. We'll play back a little snippet of it right here.
I just think they're all a bunch of wussies.
Okay.
Dallas, I tip my hat off to Dallas because they took advantage of all the Eagles' mistakes. You know, that Cooper DeGene penalty, that he was all over the guy. I mean, they got to clean up their act.
Well, I agree with that. They got to clean up 14 penalties.
They
got to
clean up their act, and if they lose Friday at home, I don't have the money to go to a game. I would like to go, but I'm not. I'm not going to sit with all those rowdy fans.
They get rowdy.
Know?
They do get rowdy.
They are rowdy. And then they all get in their car and they drive home and half of them are pissy-ass drunk.
Well, they better be careful. Everyone's better.
Yeah, they cracking down on that,
get
especially
Uber,
tonight.
Make sure you Uber.
Get your Uber.
What's your name?
That's my name is Joe, and that's Hugh, and we have Jason.
Oh, okay. All right. And yesterday I was listening to Ike, Spike, and what's his name?
Fritz.
Jack Fritz.
Yeah, and I think I was listening to Ike.
Mm-hmm.
Give that man knows his football.
Yeah, he does.
My
knows
brother plays
football.
Hugh does not.
Do you think Hugh knows his football?
Who is Hugh? We don't even know who he is.
Yeah, who the hell is that?
They don't know
even
who he is.
I remember when Angelo Cataldi. I'm sure. Is he still alive?
He knows a lot. Oh, yeah.
He's still
with us.
Okay, I don't know.
We killed off Angelo. That's crazy.
Just because you haven't heard from him in a while.
She was the best call we've had all week.
But she did have a good point. Like, who are we?
Who
are
we?
Yeah, who do we? It would have been better if she said, "Who do we think we are?"
Mm-hmm.
What's your name?
That's what I'm talking about. What's your name?
Lou, she's got to call more. That was great. All right, before we hand it off to the afternoon show, we got to pick a winner today. There's some good answers. Hugh had the dressing and the yams, chicken wings and onion rings. We had the mac and cheese, peanut butter and jelly. Was it DeMond with steak and eggs? Was that his?
Yeah. That's a classic.
Feels like tomorrow morning's hangover.
Yeah, steak and eggs is a good one. All right, DeMond is our winner today of the qualifying prize. And you're automatically entered for the grand prize. DeMond, steak and eggs. All right, let's do a little same game parlay. Eagles, Bears, Friday afternoon at Lincoln Financial Field. Hugh, I think we need to keep this a little more simple. We've been trying too many legs of the parlay.
Yes.
How about a simple one?
What we got?
You like Dallas Goedert to have some catches on Friday?
I do like Dallas Goedert. Right. You talk about how he was trying to get involved in offense, mm-hmm. and it would have been if they didn't call those penalties. Yeah, I like that.
All right, Goedert over 3.5 catches. You know what? I keep calling for it. I think this is the week. Tank Bigsby, anytime touchdown.
Tank Bigsby.
He's going to break one. Kyle, what do you think on the spread on the game? Eagles minus the 7.
That 7's way too much, man.
Bears plus 7?
Yeah, also, like, is Devontae being out enough for that to move?
Couldn't move a half. Half point. Mm. Yeah. All right, Bears plus the 7. Eagles win close. Bigsby touchdown, Goddard over 3.5 catches.
That's, I like it.
That's a 34-1, fellas. That's
not simple.
That's a 34-1. 34-1. Let's do it. That's our same game parlay. You guys have a great rest of your day. Afternoon show next. Happy Thanksgiving to everyone out there. We'll talk to you at 10 on Friday. Afternoon show is next on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
You know, we've been cooking up game day recipes all season long. Now it's time to take Hatfield Recipe Essential Sweet Italian Sausage to the Thanksgiving table. Elevate your stuffing with this savory side dish that steals the spotlight. Or you can whip up a breakfast casserole so good, your family will be full all day long. Find Recipe Essential Sweet Italian Sausage at your local supermarket. For locations, visit simplyhatfield.com. Hatfield, better care, better port.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.